cliffcentral.com.
A warm welcome to Leadership Transformation Platform. Transforming, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to transform towards an empowered society. And what a difficult job that is, with a lot of turmoil going around, and what a rough week we had over the last few days. But that's leadership, and that's why we are here, to try and make sense of a lot of these things. I'm Adrian Groenewald, with me Louis Groenewald and Kevin Farkason, the Leadership Platform team. Gents, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Adrian. Looking forward to our session today.
Yeah, it's an important session. For all things leadership, go to leadershipplatform.com. One word, two P's in the middle. And today's conversation, our Leadership Masterclass, is introducing a concept which we tried out a little bit this week on Twitter, but we certainly want to take this to another level, and we need the leadership expert community. So I have a simple invitation, shall we say, a message, a letter, that I want to share with the leadership expert community, and then we'll have a bit of a conversation about that. So, dear leadership expert colleague, if I may call you that, we just launched #ALC. That's Authentic Leadership Conversations, #ALC. But as background, please read my article on Leadership Revolution. Leadership Revolution, that's unfolding globally. It's on our website, leadershipplatform.com. It's the very first one, if you read it very soon, otherwise there'll be more to follow. But it will be on the front page, Leadership Revolution. We are entering very turbulent times, very turbulent times all over the world, not just in our country, in South Africa. And as always, weak or toxic leadership is almost always to blame at the center of it all. I think #ALC is a positive contribution the leadership expert community can make to what often seems like a leaderless world. Now, we have lots of leaders in lots of positions, but it feels like we are leaderless in many respects. From where I sit, there are two audiences I want to bring together. First audience is the top visible leaders that are under immense pressure. Politicians, sports coaches of national teams, let's say, and captains of teams, CEOs of businesses, and so on and so on. Then there is the leadership expert community. I'm going to call them LEC, but I will continue with leadership expert community. By way of executive coaches, authors, former top leaders, and current top leaders from whom the first community can learn a great deal. So these are the two audiences we want to bring together. So as these top leaders engage new challenges or opportunities in their lives that often impact, I don't know, it could impact millions of people, we mobilize the leadership expert community to give them advice via social media, sort of a Twitter town hall approach. Okay, visualize in your mind a town hall, and the leadership expert community sits on the stage, or maybe the leaders sit on the stage, and the leadership expert community are in the hall, and they give advice to these top leaders. I simply start by introducing for whom we hold an ALC, or #ALC, and that triggers the LEC, or the leadership expert community, to start sharing leadership advice freely in an open, listen carefully, constructive, mature, honest, practical, and positive way. Anyone from the leadership expert community may propose a #ALC on Twitter, for example. May say, Adrian, let's hold an ALC for Donald Trump, or let's hold an ALC for this CEO. So anyone may do that, and then we kick it off. Every time someone tweets, they add the hashtag #ALC, and of course, if the relevant leader has a Twitter handle, it should appear on the tweet as well. I might throw in some questions to spark conversation, and you may do the same. In this way, we bring theory into practice by supporting top leaders and hopefully influencing them to become better, authentic leaders. Maybe we just influence them to think differently about things. An ALC lasts perhaps an hour. You share your professional views and join in on the conversation. In some cases, we hope, of course, that the top leader enters the mix. That may happen. But sometimes they'll just sit and hopefully learn, watch, or rather read. If even that doesn't happen, we will anyway influence many other leaders to become better. And listen to this, if we as a leadership expert community try to communicate authentic leadership practice to a top leader out there and he or she ignores it, flatly ignores it, which will happen, we have at least made our message clear and public. We can say we tried. We're doing our part. You see, in so many of these high visibility cases, a Donald Trump, a Jacob Zuma, top CEOs, we sense and see what leadership mistakes they make, but we can't get to them. So let's use social media, or let's use those public platforms. Let me hasten to say, this initiative will not only be reactive, okay? When a prominent leader is about to start a new responsibility, we can once again activate the leadership expert community with an ALC, Authentic Leadership Conversation, to offer proactive leadership advice to that leader. So it can be very proactive. A new national coach is appointed, like our current Springbok coach, who's going through a very tough time, of course, and with a really bad performance last year. We could have an ALC for Alistair Coetzee and say, what leadership advice do we have for him? And all kinds of coaches and leadership experts can enter the conversation in a very productive way. We do not get involved controversially or emotionally, but attempt to give advice or guidance we would if we were their coach in real life. Now, you might join an ALC and add an article you wrote that is relevant to the leader. That's fine. You can bring that into the Twitter and give us a link. You add to the conversation as you see fit as a leadership expert. I do think, Louis and Kevin, and we'll bring you in now for your views. I do think that some leadership experts may shy away from this out there approach. It's very visible. Some of them want to stay private. I don't understand that, but that's fine. I just believe, we believe, that we need to get our expertise of authentic leadership to flood the earth much faster, as it seems authentic leadership is being overtaken by toxic leadership. So in summary, #ALC is the following: mobilizing the leadership expert community to hold authentic leadership conversations for top leaders in an open, constructive, mature, honest, practical, and positive way. Supporting these leaders with leadership advice in their challenges and, of course, opportunities. Please support this bold initiative as a leadership expert. Why? For the good of authentic leadership that we need so desperately, for our planet, if I may be dramatic, and certainly our future generations. So let's raise the #ALC banner. All the leadership experts out there, and I call it LEC, our leadership expert community. Let's get back. Let's move forward with this. Louis, your thoughts on this, and then we'll ask Kevin this initiative that we want to launch. And we kind of doubled with it this week, but from here on forward, let's get more serious.
Arden, I think it's a very exciting concept. We must look at the context within which you launched this. The context in our country is that we have a very vibrant social media culture in our country.
And other countries, I guess, yeah.
As well. Well, it's international. It's quite dramatic. But in general, though, I think there's a great deal of concern that the social media is often hijacked by emotional considerations or feelings. The result is that a lot of respect is lost that way. Now, the whole purpose of this #authentic leader conversation concept is that we cross those emotional prejudice barriers. As I mentioned, a pretty painful example, not so long ago, there was a big furor about Gareth Cliff, remember? And this caused a lot of social media comments. A cabinet minister responded by calling him a racist. Now, those who have worked with Gareth, now Gareth may have his faults, sure, but racist he is not. Now, if a cabinet minister can go ahead with such an emotional comment, and now he's become the minister of our police force, then it shows how emotional social media can become. Now, this project, though, encourages a mature approach. Now, right now, we find this momentum in the country that you support a leader irrespective of the toxic behavior that leader may manifest because you feel bound to support them. In this project, though, you can give positive criticism or supportive criticism, as the case may be, even though you may have significant political or ethnic or whatever differences with that person.
In fact, we're asking you to put your professional hat as a leadership expert on and give leadership expert advice and almost take your emotional, political, shall we say, affiliation out of the picture.
As example, just say we're commenting on a political leader, then you should take off your political hat and then make a comment as if you were the leadership coach of that person.
If you were on the line to that
top leader
and they asked for leadership advice, what would it be?
Now, I think that this project in that sense is a valuable project, and I think it's going to make just that beautiful difference. Just one point, Arden. I think the project also has the elements of being a unifying project. We need people that are authentic leaders who lead with integrity and respect for others to unite in spite of the differences.
Okay, Kevin, your thoughts on #ALC?
I've always been an advocate of speaking about things and not just once. Obviously, we're asking for a mature way to talk about them and having a mature conversation about anything of value, but not just once, repeating it over and over, like learning to ride a bicycle. You don't just do it once. Anything that's worthwhile, and this is certainly worthwhile, in your personal capacity as well as your relationship in society, this is an essential thing because we all are leaders. So my initial thoughts is this is a wonderful thing and a wonderful platform to use it on. And also it's going to help discipline us. When somebody becomes too emotive or too political or whatever it is, that you can call them out on that and be open and honest. And I like that aspect of it. It helps bring a better maturity for us, for me as an individual and others.
Well, in essence, we're saying the rules are there. We are calling on the leadership expert community, whoever believes, be it that I was a former CEO or I've written a book or I'm a coach or whatever it is. If you feel you have strong views on leadership, to come into the picture, but it will be in an open, constructive, mature, honest, practical, and positive way. It's to support these leaders. The challenge we have in our society very often, when you're the president of a nation or a minister in a cabinet or a CEO of a top listed company or a top sports coach, I find too much that they then stop having their own leadership coach maybe, or they stop doing leadership development of some sort. And they don't have people who give them objective, clear leadership advice. Now we're trying to, and Twitter is not the perfect platform for this. We will take it to other social media platforms. But in essence, if #ALC goes all over the world, that's fine. Let's have authentic leadership conversations, create an authentic leadership community, also again ALC, by drawing on the leadership expert community all over the world, people whose intention is to flood the world with good leadership content, but not just through books and things. Let's have conversations around these things. Louis, I like what you say about emotionality. I mean, the truth is Twitter is generally an emotional sort of platform. It's not always productive. It ruins reputations very quickly when it's unfair. It's got a lot of weaknesses, and if we get a mature audience of leadership experts to speak to the hopefully mature audience of top leaders proactively and reactively, you might have a Helen Ziller who made some utterances about some things, and she's now in trouble. Maybe we start an ALC for that, and to give her advice from a leadership perspective. But some things are so emotional that people want to just call racism or this kind of thing. So, any other final thoughts? I mean, I also think that ALC, #ALC, can be adopted in a business, in a corporate environment. So a leader can call his team in or her team in and say, let's have an ALC, guys, an authentic leadership conversation, or a #ALC. Let's talk openly about this specific situation. But remember, open, honest, bold, and mature, and productive, and positive. That's always the approach.
Arden can just mention a very important spin-off. Kevin did mention the word discipline. We have found that, for instance, if you write many articles, you learn to discipline your thoughts, and sometimes you rewrite 10, 20, 30 times before you get to the end product. Now, most of us respond with Twitter, and it's not thought through, and that's why when you let go, you think that's what you really mean. Well, the question is, a day later, do you still mean the same thing because it was said in an emotional spirit? When you think in this context of a thought that can help somebody, you tend to think it through. So the product that you then work out could reflect the better part of you as a leader, and of course, therefore, can be respected by other party. Instead of a emotional response that really probably causes more pushback and resentment, or even in some cases even have dangerous implications, destroying reputations, destroying some good works by many other people. So the discipline part, to think it through, and then it's not everybody that can couch an idea in a few words. So it's a very good discipline for all of us to have.
Correct. That's also a good thing. Kevin, anything else from your side before we close this conversation off?
No, I agree with what Louis was saying and what you're saying. I think it's a good – well, it will also test us as a social media society in seeing how mature we really are. And it's just the whole learning curve as well. I think it's when we get down to it, learning – when I'm prepared as a leader to learn anything and take the positive criticism and take it to heart and say, you know, do I really do this? Will this really work? It would help. And it, who knows, it will be nice to be able to do that for all walks of society, where people think that if they're the leader and they get criticized, nobody respects them or nobody will want them to be the leader anymore. And in fact, as you've written many articles, the more open that leaders are and the more receptive they are to good, positive criticism, the better they perform and the more that they're trusted. And that's what we're trying to achieve here as well.
And let me finally say this. This is my vision. Can you imagine a executive team or a management team somewhere in an organization, any type of organization, where a new leader comes into the management team, or it could be an old leader, or on a regular basis, you call it the hot chair maybe, where the CEO says, right, HR exec, it's your turn, sit in the hot seat. We're going to have as a team a #ALC for you. Okay, so go around the team and everyone must give you authentic, clear leadership advice for this role. No judgment, just good advice, and you must just sit and take it in. Next week, it's someone else's turn to sit in the hot seat, and we have a #ALC for this leader. And maybe a leader messed up. Maybe the leader did not deliver on a very important element in our business. Then we put that leader in that chair and we say, right, we're going to have a #ALC for you, where everyone around you will give you some authentic leadership advice. Maybe you can respond, maybe not. But we need to have authentic leadership conversations and grow authentic leadership. So in summary, finally, what is #ALC? Mobilizing the leadership expert community to hold authentic leadership conversations for top leaders in an open, constructive, mature, honest, practical, and positive way. Supporting these leaders with leadership advice in their challenges and or opportunities. That's #ALC. Look out for that. Next up, very interesting conversation with Debbie Goodman Byatt. She wrote a book, In the Flow. She's also the CEO and founder of Jack Hammer Executive Search. She's a headhunter and have been working with top leaders for many years. She says, take mindfulness to work. Very interesting conversation. We all need that. CliffCentral.com.